the rest of the story. Little Franciscus had been fascinated by the big noise for as long as he could remember. You see, his daddy kept a considerable supply of gunpowder in the house. As manager of a large country estate, he used it often for various purposes, for blowing out tree stumps, for frightening predators away from the sheep, that sort of thing. Anyway, the little boy loved hearing the ferocious sound that the gunpowder made. And he was continually amazed that such a small amount produced such enormous results. What if, he wondered, what if the entire contents of his father's gunpowder pouch exploded all at once? What a marvelous noise that would make. So, the curious lad waited until his parents were gone from the house. He crept to the not-so-secret place where Dad thought he had hidden the gunpowder. The youngster brought the pouch to the kitchen and tossed it onto the lighted stove. There was a tremendous blast. The stove blew to pieces. The house shook. Little Franciscus was only 7. But this is the rest of the story. I guess Adam and Anna had known that their only child was doomed from the very beginning, because since infancy he was plagued by fevers, various illnesses to which he nearly succumbed more than once. In fact, when Franciscus was not yet 3, he fell so seriously ill that his parents thought he had died. His tiny body became rigid and still. His breathing appeared to have stopped. So convinced were Adam and Anna of their little boy's demise that they summoned the village carpenter and ordered a coffin of appropriate size. Now, in the low-lying marshlands where the family lived, there was a high infant mortality rate. Presumably dampness and mosquito-borne maladies contributed significantly. Adam did have his son vaccinated, which was vanguard medicine in those days, but that didn't seem to help. In fact, that may have hurt. For undulant body temperature and fainting spells would continue to weaken the child after that, and then one day, as you have learned, he decided to experiment with his father's gunpowder. But just as little Franciscus had survived his childhood illnesses, he also lived to tell of the terrible explosion that nearly took his life. The shock wave from the explosion had knocked him off his feet. That in itself probably saved him from flying debris. His parents kept the mangled stove, perhaps as a reminder of their son's good fortune. And it was only the beginning of his good fortune. For Franciscus not only lived a long and a prosperous life thereafter, but he rose to the very pinnacle of his chosen profession. Today, history books describe the spectacular, unparalleled success as a performer a century and a half ago. Concert halls still overflow with the music he left behind. But now, whenever you hear that music, you will remember a little Hungarian boy so sick that a custom-made coffin once awaited him, a child whose love of sensational sounds almost killed him, but who lived to give sound an unprecedented majesty. For lucky little Franciscus became the amazing pianist-composer Franz Liszt. And now you know the rest of the story.